Once again, the Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
That's right, because it's my birthday, my birthday. Kick ass, dude.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
The Bone Zone.
Do your thing, Mino. Whatever that is.
Thank you, Dan. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you the Water Watcher, Dano.
And, joining us from the studios, I would guess, it is what they call the hard line.
The studios, huh? That sounds fancy.
Yeah, you're not here. We're on the plaza.
Oh, the buzz is clear.
Well, we determined the PNC plaza, like a literal buzz?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just by the coffee, you know?
Not that familiar hum of the ticket remote.
You kind of had Dan worried a little bit.
Not an actual literal buzz.
So this is Bob and Corby and Danny.
Bobby. Rob Tomek.
And I'd like to introduce you to the guest who we have here on the plaza.
Yes.
He is a well-known Dallas celebrity. Used to do radio himself, they say.
Is that right?
A true pioneer of the craft.
Mike Reiner.
Wow.
It's Reiner.
This is a treat.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Why?
I'll see you guys later.
No.
Have you ever met Dutch, Reince?
Because we need plugola, that is Mike's pay.
That's right.
I finally remembered it. The line.
Such genius.
Are you going to play Ticket Stock?
I don't know. Nobody said anything to me about it.
No invitation has been extended.
I'm going to invite you. And that way they'd have to uninvite you.
Mike, did you play Tahoe recently?
No, I did not. Why?
I don't know. Maybe someone was yanking my chain, but it was like petty theft was at some place in Tahoe.
Well, there are a lot of them.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, there's more than one petty theft. It might have been Petty Theft San Francisco, I happen to know.
So this is like the ticket.
They already tried to sue Mike.
Yeah, this is like the ticket.
There's a lot of tickets.
Have you been?
No, they didn't try to sue me. We share the name.
Oh. And how does that work? You meet with the elders?
They're like Menudo. They just keep changing members.
Yeah.
The Globetrotters.
That's it.
Blue Man Group.
Do that.
Yeah, okay. The name stays the same. You just run new guys in.
Didn't they try to sue Mike or something stupid like that? Or they sent a cease and desist?
No, there was another guy, yet another guy, who was going to do petty theft. And he was a real a-hole about the whole thing.
He was
coming after us and Petty Theft San Francisco. And
didn't you guys combine like a super group like Cream?
Yes, we did.
Swat him down?
Yeah, that's right. We formed a super group.
Petty Theft.
Didn't you try to tell him that it was actually a Richard Petty cover band?
Lori Petty.
Petty cover band.
We'd like to thank the P1s who are still here at the Big D Freedom Fire Fest. A lot of fun was had. No one touched cornhole, but a lot of people played catch up.
Nice.
They like the pool, too.
And the pool.
How many hot dogs?
Well, there are none now.
All eight were eaten.
Yeah, we started with eight.
We're good.
And we had a pot of boiling water.
Trey ate five of them, and we handed out the other three.
Did anybody drink the hot dog water?
No, I think Trey dumped it in the plants over there, but then
it's good for him.
I saw a lady put out her cigarette in that pot.
Now, see, that's the contest you should have had.
What's that?
Drink the hot dog water.
We probably could have got someone to do it for a shirt.
Gross. Ugh.
Why is that gross? You think it's grosser than eating a hot dog?
Yes.
Why?
It has to taste horrible.
Hot dog water?
How do you know, Mike?
I've never done it, but it looks like it would be terrible. I've never done it, but it looks like it would be awful.
That used to be dinner for Mike when he grew up.
That's right.
Hot dog water. We're so poor.
It's got wads of hot dog in it, like little bitty pieces, you know? It's gross.
Little pig anus.
Isn't it like hot dog soup?
This is why we need Jake here right now.
Yeah, he'd drink it.
Because I think this is a Limp Bizkit album.
Hot dog water?
Yeah. And you need to see the
chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Sick reference.
So today is Friday, July 2nd, the 183rd day of the year. 182 days remain in 2021.
Did that one have Nookie or Roland on it?
182 left.
Aren't those the same song?
So we're more than halfway. Rolling. This is our first day. We're more than halfway.
Wow.
Rolling,
how can that be?
Rolling.
We might make it, man.
You think?
You didn't think we'd make it here.
I'm not optimistic.
Well, if Mike is on the first day of the rest of the year, then the rest of the year can't be that bad.
So on this day in 1996,
poor guy.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, too.
Alex Rodriguez was named to the American League All-Star team.
Is he a Ranger?
He was the third youngest player ever selected. What two players were younger than him? Baseball Mike. Baseball Jesus.
Two players younger than A-Rod to make the All-Star team.
That's right.
I'll say Al Kaline.
I know one of them.
What about Junior?
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
What's Sparky?
Kenneth.
I say Yunt.
You're one for two. Ken Griffey Jr. was younger.
Barry Bonds.
Give us an era, Dan, before you give us
the other one's really easy.
Oh, it is?
If indeed, it should be easy for you, because the age I was, this guy was very young, and it made me think, oh man, this guy's just a couple years older than me.
Oh, Dwight Gooden?
Dwight Gooden. He was 14. He made the All-Star team.
On cocaine.
It's pretty good, man.
Who knew?
Do you think you and Dwight Gooden had a similar baseball profile at all?
At that time, I thought it would be similar. But it went in a different direction.
You're on a similar arc. You're on a similar path.
On this day in 2013, Olympic track star Susie Favor Hamilton's name was removed from the Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year award following revelations she had worked as a prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
Yeah, there's a big Kemp spin on that.
How did we...
Wisconsin's own.
I don't really remember this at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You do. We've talked about it at great length.
We have?
Yes.
It's recent.
Were we excited about it? Was I excited?
You seem particularly interested.
You tried to get her on.
Your interest level in women's distance running seemed to really peak here.
On this day in 2018, rescue divers in Thailand found 12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped by flooding as they explored a cave a week earlier.
They're always exploring boys' caves in Thailand.
Did we do Thailand soccer player or Texas Ranger back then?
Wasn't that really the first time Elon Musk became a name because he was like, I'll just build some, go get them?
That was some other tragedy.
And the way that reads is it.
Chilean Miner or Texas Ranger, I think
I'll
it was.
Build some, go get them.
I feel like I would know if there's someone from Thailand on the Rangers.
You know who would have built something to go get them?
Nolan.
Exactly.
Yeah, did you know our hot dogs were Nolan Ryan hot dogs?
Huh. Why wouldn't they be?
You could tell.
What's more America than
what
that?
What other ones are there?
Yeah, there ain't none.
JD doesn't have a hot dog.
No, he don't have a hot dog.
He doesn't even have hot dog water.
I'll tell you right now, you know what's wrong with the Rangers?
I drink Nolan hot dog water.
What's wrong with the Rangers?
What's wrong with the Rangers is the way they done Nolan.
Yep.
He went to Houston and then...
Yeah, and you know what?
No,
he showed them.
They won the World Series.
He showed them, didn't he?
It's Julie. The ticket's Julie Dobbs.
Yes.
So earlier you were
I saw just the other night.
Like earlier this week.
Say hi to you.
Earlier this week you were saying, oh yeah, I'll be down there. It's going to be great.
Well, it's kind of hard to just come down like in the middle of a show when I was doing tickers and stuff.
You got cuts to play.
Yeah, I had to do important things like that. But I had to come say hi to Mike and I had to come say bye and happy Easter because I'm gone all next week.
Whoa, where are you going?
I know.
Where's she going? Ask her.
Hawaii.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hawaii? Tomorrow. You're going to Hawaii, huh?
Uh-huh. We're going to Kauai.
Are the kids already dropped off?
Yes. They're already with my parents.
Oh, you're not?
Wait a minute.
You can't go to Hawaii
without the kids.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Wow.
I have a feeling there's not going to be a lot of hockey film being watched next week.
Oh, there'll be some film.
Can we do anything else? He's got the projector.
The I'll call y'all from the booze cruise.
Yeah.
See ya.
There she goes. That's the great Julie,
bye, Julie.
Dobbs.
There goes the happy girl.
Why with no kids? Best. That's a way to do it.
Now she's hugging my... let her go, Mike. Let
Watch
her go.
The hands.
God, that was a long hug, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Boy, that was. That was a long full frontal.
If you want a real vacation, you go without the kids.
So you can do some porking?
No, it's not even about porking.
Swinging?
You just don't have to deal with them.
You need to let the term porking go.
Telling you to shut the F up?
Is that big in your day? Porking?
Pork me.
I'm talking to you.
No.
I'm talking to Justin?
It was. Yeah, I thought you might be, but I was looking away. I'm sorry.
My porking's different.
No, it wasn't big in my day.
Richard wants to wish my brother Philip happy birthday. Wants to know what Norm has in his underwear.
Hey, Mike.
Pork meat.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
I don't know, Norm. What?
The ball moved.
The ball.
Misha Pope, she was a victor in Ticket Fight Night.
Yes, she was.
Leader is fake Natalie Maines. She'd like to hear Reiner drops because we miss him so much from Dusty, but we have Reiner right here. We don't need a drop. What do you want to say to Misha?
She loves drops, though.
Oh.
She knows I love her.
All right.
That Firefest is making it tough for the entire thing.
I assume her.
Was he hard?
What'd you say?
Was he hard? Was he hard on?
You know what? In honor of Mike being here, can we play the whole hee haw? The whole hee haw.
Chris in Milwaukee wishes my P1 brother Keith happy birthday.
Milwaukee? What is Milwaukee?
And we have.
Do you remember how it got? The news was broken to you.
It was basically the same thing. I don't remember the Pro Bowl being on, but
I remember my dad played golf that day. So that's probably a bit of a harbinger.
Was he hog?
Was he a hog?
No, was he hog for you?
Was he what
for you?
Hog.
Hog. Was
what's a haw hog?
Was he haw hog?
Was he haw on?
Was he haw?
That's even better.
You know what came out of your mouth?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think it was like a rerun of Laugh In.
Oh my God.
That's so good.
Never not funny.
A rerun of Laugh In.
Was he hawing for you?
For you. Was he hawing for
was
you?
Was he hawing?
Like your special episode.
Was that the greatest moment ever on the ticket? Go.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No?
No. What not was? Even close.
It's top one.
Have people asked you that?
I don't know, probably 9/11 or something.
Jeez.
Budweiser. Oh, wow, Mike. It's pretty dark.
It leads to the George moment, I suppose.
So you think that was the greatest thing that's ever happened? 9/11.
No, I don't think
that's
that.
That's kind of what you just said.
That's not what I just said.
214-523-CROW.
Being a big jerk?
This is what he does, Mike. I'm sorry.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Jose Canseco, 57.
He's trying to entrap you.
Is he a ranger?
Or whatever I was trying to say.
Which hey, also means...
I'm familiar with his tricks, Bob.
Don't let him buffalo you.
I won't.
Ozzy Canseco is 57.
Is he a ranger?
No.
Johnny Weir, 37.
Oh, will he be back at the Olympics this
year? He's remaining coy.
Razzle dazzle, Bob.
About whether or not just what his sexual orientation
is. He's going to show up with a whole garden on his head.
Personal choice.
You know, his brother's Rusty Weir.
Point, Mike.
Joe Thornton is 42.
Thank you, Corby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, have you renewed your, have you figured out your Hulu password in the last year? You know what's coming on Hulu? That Summer of Soul?
Yeah, I know.
Are you okay? You're down on this?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay.
What's that about?
It's that
1969 Cultural Festival of Harlem.
Yes. That was supposed to be, you know, turned into this big movie, and Questlove got all the footage. It was never turned into anything, and so now he turned it into this documentary. It's supposed to be great.
I need help with Hulu.
We're going to get you help. But it's in the theater, too. I'm wondering if we should go to the theater to see it.
Is this on TV? Hulu? It's been a long time since I've been to the theater, man.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Frozen?
No, never did.
The kid movie?
He asked, should he be watching Frozen, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering, if you ever did.
Should I be watching Frozen? Or Dragon? It's a fair question. Should I be watching Girl on the Train?
We always had
should
him
I
going.
Watch Straight Outta Compton?
We always had him going into the theater with a trench coat on into Frozen.
Now it's time for Should I Be Watching?
Should I be watching Dragon?
God, he relied on y'all a lot for recommendations.
Yeah, I did.
Dragon.
That's a lot cooler, a lot hipper than me.
That's audio of him walking up to the ticket office, actually.
Should I be watching Frozen?
About something he has a kind of brief introduction on.
Sir, if you're not sure what movie you'd like to see, could you step aside and let the next person purchase their ticket?
Should I see that Chris Rock movie?
Sir, we don't care what you go see, to be honest.
Pay us.
We don't really sign movies to people. They come and see what they want.
He wants to be assigned a movie.
Yeah, I want you to tell me what to watch.
It's like a bottle of wine. Polly Holiday is 84.
Flo.
Kiss my grits.
Flo from Alice.
So she outlived Mel. Is Alice still around? What about Rita or Rutta? What was her name?
Ruta.
What about Rita Rudner?
What about Rita Rudner?
Who was the dumb girl that was the dumb waitress?
What about Roto Rooter?
Valerie? No?
I swear it was
V. I thought it had a V.
How's the name Polly doing in general?
Vera.
Yeah, Vera.
There you go.
Good answer.
I was right.
I haven't heard of a Polly in a long time.
Not since...
Not if you're not counting polyamorous.
Polyanus.
Catherine Irby is 55.
Mike, would you...
I think we had her on the show.
Would you appreciate, Mike, a polyanus woman?
Do you know who she is? She's from Law & Order, the one with D'Onofrio. And Oz. I think she was the lady on Death Row in Oz.
She was the crazy lady, yeah. She was in D2.
Man, I need to watch Oz again.
Yeah, I know. Let's do it.
Yeah, y'all should watch that one today. That one with the musical. That was real good.
Should I be watching Oz again?
There's a lot of wieners in Oz, aren't there?
Not enough, bro. Larry David is 74.
Oh.
What genius.
Goat.
Mike, Dave Parsons is 56.
Oh, the Dave Parsons Project.
He's a musician. And it says here, Bush.
Really?
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
You know, I read something about them last week.
You did?
I did.
Is that right, Mike?
Oh, really? Are they starting to play again?
Yeah. I mean, they were hit pretty hard by the pandemic and everything. But now they're getting back on the road again. And I think they're going to be part of this big festival.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if we've been rehearsing.
Not a chance. I'm saying no.
All right. Well, what's the bill for the big show, Mike?
Bill here, yeah.
Who's going to be around Bush?
Well, they're going to open.
Uh-oh.
And then I believe Hole is going to play second, and then Korn, and then the headliner will be Tool.
Oh, he messed it all up.
Kind of, yeah. No, you can go with that.
If that bill ever came to town, you have to go, right? Yeah, we all do.
He has to MC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he screws it up.
Right, opening for
here we go.
Tool. We have Bush. Hey, look at this. Richard Petty is 84.
That's Petty Theft.
Didn't we just mention Richard Petty?
The King.
Yep.
Right.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though.
So
isn't that weird?
So Peaky Blinders had Polly. and she has recently passed.
But that was like in the 1900s, right? The early 1900s.
Well, yes, but ironically, Helen McCrory, who played Polly, just died.
You think that had to do with her name?
I think my mom used to have a friend named Polly.
She died April of 2021 at the age of 52.
Think it was all those cigarettes they smoke on that show, Bob?
52.
You think Polly wanted a cracker?
In fact, you know who her husband was, Mr. Dan?
Go on.
Damian Lewis.
I thought you were going to say Lillard.
I did too.
Okay, I remember something about his wife dying.
Damian Lewis, who looks just like Jason
Garrett. Just like him.
Yeah.
And what about Polly Walnuts? That's a Polly.
That's Polly.
Oh.
Who's this?
I wonder if he was upset when she passed.
Polly Walnuts?
No, Damian Lewis.
What happened to him?
If he was upset about...
Wonder if Damian Lillard was.
Upset right. about his wife dying of cancer? Nico.
What if he ended up marrying Polly Holiday as his rebound?
Go ahead.
She's 84.
I am out.
Brandel Chamblee is 59.
On the Golf Channel.
Friend Corby. Of the Musers.
Boy, he married... second one was a lot younger. I don't know how much, but much, much younger than 59.
Nothing wrong with getting younger at that position.
This is eighth grade.
I'm sorry, what?
Jerry Hall is 65, Mike.
What?
Oh, Jerry!
Yes.
Considered a genius in France.
Once married to Mick Jagger.
Man, that's awesome. Now married to
then
Rupert
she got
Murdoch,
older,
right?
She got older at that position?
One of the Murdochs? Like, she went from half Rupert a billion Murdoch. Or a billion to 20 billion or 100 billion. Didn't she marry a Murdoch?
Rupert Murdoch, yes.
Eric Murdoch. Murdoch.
Dude, you think Mick Jagger... What?
The Providence point
Do you want
guard.
To do... We're up against it. Do you have any Facebook birthdays or no?
I have a birthday, Mr. Dan.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind. Birthday.
Okay, we'll do that, Mina.
Oh, did you do the one I sent you, Dan?
No, it's for July 8th.
Oh, my bad.
You mean 6 days from now?
Yeah, I mean, I will. I got it.
No.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Here's Mike with Not Payola. Plugola?
Yes.
Not Plugola.
Happy birthday today to Tracy Everbach, to Dustin Cross, and to Shauna Kalas. Back
Shauna.
To you.
Is that former Ticket Chick, Shauna?
No.
That's the only Shauna I know, I think. Shout out to Shauna.
Was that the singer? Wasn't she a singer?
No, this one's not, I don't think.
No, the Ticket Chick. Didn't she go to Nashville and...
Oh, yeah,
was she
did.
Insane for John McCain?
Yeah, that's right.
No, that wasn't her.
You're thinking of Selena.
Oh, my God.
Born on this day, now dead, I'll give you Thurgood Marshall, Medgar Evers.
Oh, Danny. Anybody have thoughts on...
Evers to chance.
And Dave Thomas, the founder...
Of Wendy's.
Dead on this day, still dead. Nostradamus... Ernest Hemingway.
You should have saw it coming.
Ernest Hemingway?
Thanks, L4G.
Was Died Gordon here today?
No, he wasn't. He nope. was off.
He's never here on Ernest Hemingway. You know what I was trying to say. Fred Gwynn.
Herman Munster.
Jimmy Stewart.
Hi.
Oh, joining us now is Jimmy Stewart.
I don't really have much more.
A lasso of the moon.
Hi.
If it was Payne Stewart, we couldn't do it.
Bob
yes,
died
sir.
On this day in 1994. Andres Escobar.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. The Colombian dude. The
Says
own
here,
goal.
Colombian soccer player scored an own goal.
Own goal.
They lost 1-0, and then he was murdered that night in a nightclub for doing
man.
So.
They keep it real down there, man.
Colombian necktie.
Why are you in a nightclub the night you lose?
That's the opposite of the Rangers.
You gotta get over it, man.
He said if that's the worst thing to ever happen to him, he'll be all right.
Right.
And they ripped his tongue out through his anus.
That's Justin.
Justin?
Yeah, they gave it to Pablo Escobar.
Well, thank you, P1s, who stuck around here on the plaza.
Yeah.
Thanks to America and Nolan Ryan hot dogs.
For everybody.
Nolan.
And thanks to Mike Reiner. Do you guys agree with that?
Always thanks to Mike Ryan.
He's the best. Thank you, Mr. Dan.
Enjoyed it. I'd be in Lynchburg with Bob right now if it wasn't for Mike Reiner.
That's right.
The universe was going
to not such a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Four.
I don't know.
What's the countdown?
Six, three.
For you.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
You're done. What's the Rancor monster?
Let's go.